Grace isn't a free pass to keep on sinning. Romans 6, 1 through 2 say, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of His wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? This mindset is so popular today. Well, God's going to forgive me, so why would I turn from my sin? If I don't have to live by the law any longer and I'm living by the Spirit, well then maybe the Spirit told me that it was okay. Well, John 15 verse 2 says, He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. So how do you recognize someone who is a new creation in Christ? By their fruits. And every branch that doesn't bear fruit will be cut off. The grace that we've been given when we accept Jesus into our hearts wasn't free. It cost more than we can imagine. So why would we treat it so cheaply? Grace cost a father his only son's life. Grace cost a brutal death with your name and my name in mind. So if we're using grace as an excuse to keep on sinning, then we are not living in grace, we are living in sin. When we understand the price, then we will turn from our sin out of the gratitude and love for the one who paid the price. We obey God's word not out of law, but out of love to the one who has given us the priceless gift of grace. So here's the point.